You know, this river holds all the secrets of this city. It flows and washes away the regrets of London town each night. Anyhow, we can't dwell here much longer. The fog's drawing in. We need to check on the girls. They must stay together. Until this monster is caught, it's imperative they don't risk their lives for a few pennies. My family's money has to be put to good use at least once, sir. What's a shilling to save a life? I may be a lady by birth, but what if the wheel of fortune wasn't in my favor? Then what? Am I too delicate to pull up my skirts so the muck of the East End won't tarnish them? My sensibility's too fragile to see what happens when one does not have a silver spoon as a teething prop. What gives us value, sir? A life is a life, surely. Anyhow, come now. I didn't hire you to lurk in the shadows. The East End doesn't forgive the night as much as I don't forgive suits without substance. We need to move, and I'll thank you to protect me when I ask for it. Until then, we're going to Whitechapel. Mary Annie, I'm so happy to see you. Yes, I'm well. No, no dignitaries are on my tail. And besides, if I told you what happened in Knightsbridge, let's just say they aren't as honest as you in their trade. Where's Susan and Molly? The Wells? What are they doing there? Oh yes, that's right, the ships came in, of course they did. I forgot what day it is. Look, hold this in your purse for them when they get back. I've already paid for the lodgings, but this should see to any incidentals. Bread, stew, beer. And remember, if you want for anything, you must come to Belgravia Square and find me. You know where I reside. No, no, my dear friends. There shall be no turning away by any of my staff. You're most welcome and always will be at my home. It's important you all keep off the streets after dark for the foreseeable, okay? Yes, I know. He hasn't struck for more than a month and I fear he's getting restless. Who's their escort back from the docks? Billy? Oh yes, Billy, the dentist's son. He's a good boy. Okay, I think that's it. Please remember, if anybody comes to you looking for help, bring her in and I will pay her way. Yes. Look after each other. I know the police are no help, but I'll keep petitioning my father to take this cause up in Parliament at the next sitting. That's all we can do. Be well, my friends, and I bid you a safe and very uneventful evening. Why do you look so confused? Have you never encountered working girls before? Or maybe just never seen them as human beings before? Oh, you've never been to the East End. Well, aren't I meant to be the more fragile of the sexes? You know, work is but one shade of character. And without education or fortune, how is one meant to eat? Let me explain what you probably already know. For a woman in our time, we pass from father to priest to husband, and we must hope there is kindness in those hands. For if not, well, the streets are never far away. Especially since most of us has been denied an education. I just happen to be very fortunate that my father agreed that I must be educated and well-read. You know, I don't think I'd like to go home yet. Driver, Regent's Park, please. I fancy a stroll. I'd like to show you something. I feel it is you that may need a little education. You see, I can tell your body's built to protect, but if you're going to help me, I think you need to learn more about women. Gosh, look how the torch flames cast their light across the paths. So pretty. The park is so quiet at this time. It's simply magical. Good evening, Constable. I trust your family are well? Yes. Just out for a stroll. Please tell Isabella she's welcome at our next reading group. There's an up-and-comer, Doyle someone. I think she'd enjoy his work. Detective Sherlock Holmes or something. I haven't read it myself, but I hear it's quite the adventure. Yes, yes, please do. Farewell, sir. Have a good evening. Did you note that? I'm not questioned about being in the dark with a man, because my social class outweighs the police. How curious. Do you think any of the girls in Whitechapel share this privilege? You're learning. Now there's something I want to show you. The lake. It's pretty, no? Let's rest on this bench for a moment. Do you know? I think I'd quite like you to kiss me. Why so shocked? Listen, you protected me in the East End, and now I simply wonder what else you'll do to make me happy. Do you think I haven't noticed how handsome you are? You really need to get to know women a lot more. You see, we notice everything. We notice when you sneak looks our way, when you think that we aren't paying attention. I noticed your gorgeous eyes looking me up and down. I did. I think you like what you see. And lucky for you, I like what I see too. Now, I'll ask you again. Would you like to kiss me? You never had sex in the open? What? I said the S word? Sir, you are too cute and very shy. What would happen if I said I want you to fuck me in this park tonight? Did you think I wasn't cut from a particular cloth? Why? Because I have a trust fund. Can I not be a lady and a whore? Who said I couldn't? For me, we are but one of the same. Look, I know I've grown up a lot since the last time you saw me, and I needed your protection tonight, but truthfully, I was looking for an excuse. Yes, to bring you back to London. I've missed you. A lot. So what do you say? Will you kiss me again? Please. Oh, you're so gorgeous. I know this wasn't what you expected, but I promise. Well, I can feel how excited you are. I want to taste you. It's okay. You just sit there and watch. Wow, I knew it. What a beautiful cock you have. Oh, it's so hard and perfect in my hand. So heavy. Let me kiss. Oh, you taste delicious. Just relax and let me take care of you. Oh, your balls are gorgeous. Do you like that when I lick them? And just stroke the tip. Oh, you've got so much pre-cum, Sarah. I must be doing a good job. You know what might be fun? Put your hands on the back of my head and fuck my mouth. Oh yeah. Don't worry, you're not gonna hurt me. Gosh, that's so hot. Do it again. I need you so much. What do you say? I bend over this bench and you lift up my skirts and feel how much I need you. Please. Don't worry. No one's coming. It's just you and I here. All your fingers. Do you feel how wet I am? Oh, yeah, rub me just like that. Oh, will you put a finger inside me? Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so wet. Oh, yes, please. Yeah, taste me. Your tongue feels incredible. Oh, yeah. Put your tongue inside me. Please, I can't wait anymore. I need you inside me. Please fuck me. Please put your cock inside me. Please fuck my pussy. Please, please. Yeah, yeah, just like that. Just like... Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Yeah, fuck me. Oh, God, you feel so fucking good. Yeah, slam into me. this is all I ever wanted the first time I met you. Oh, yeah. Oh, do you feel how tight I am for you? Yeah. Oh, you make me so fucking wet. Oh, don't stop. Oh, yeah. Cut my tits. I know they're popping out of my corset. Just hold them. I'd really wanted to know what your cum tasted like. Perhaps if I just put my fingers inside, I can... gosh, look. And it's all over here. Let me see if I can help with that. We have a lot of work to do in Whitechapel, and a lot of work to do with each other, I suspect. Although maybe that's not work. Should we go? My carriage is still waiting. Yes. Oh, don't worry about that. I know that whistle. It's because somebody hasn't picked up after their horse again. I don't think it's my driver. Thank you for keeping me company tonight.